In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he saw that the world he had created was good. It was good. It was very good. It was perfect. It was glorious. It was pristine. What happened? His first creation sinned against him. They rebelled against his perfect will and commands, so that not only were they cast out from his presence, but every human being born thereafter was born into this fallen sin nature. This nature which results in enmity with God, physical death, and eternal judgment in hell. And so wicked was that first rebellion against this holy God of goodness, that God would have been perfectly within his right to never again communicate with humanity, far less rescue anyone. He would have been perfectly within his right to not only cast the first pair from his presence temporarily, but to cast out everyone else eternally. What do we find instead? We find that this is simply not the way of our God. For God so loved the world. The entire basis on which it is possible for any human being to be saved is that God first loved the world, and out of this love, he acted by electing a people whom he would rescue from our sin and our rebellion against him. The whole of human history, the whole basis of our lives as Christians, it hinges on the fact that God first loved his people. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was hours before his execution. The sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. And he bowed his head and he prayed, "Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." The Lord's cup was symbolic always of his divine wrath. Had he not suffered all that is symbolized by this cup, there would be absolutely no possibility of eternal life in God's kingdom. When Jesus hung there on that cross, he suffered the sheer desolation and the ruin of God the Father's wrath for the sins of his people. The sheer hell of God's judgment that would have been experienced for all eternity by the elect people of God was instead inflicted upon the Son of God as he hung there on that cross on that day in history. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man someone might possibly dare to die. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. Whilst we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He said, "For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him. Verse 3, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. And then later in verse 7, you should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. Just as when we're born into this world, we're given physical life in the flesh, when a person is born again, it means literally to be born from above or from on high. And it means to be given new spiritual life by the work of the Holy Spirit of God. The Spirit of God takes hold of a person and he convicts us of our sin. He awakens us to who Jesus really is and our desperate need of his saving work and his forgiveness upon our lives. And finally, by that same Holy Spirit, he gives us the gift of faith so that we can turn from our sin and so that we can submit our whole life to the Lordship of Christ. That is what he means when he says, whoever believes in him. The right response to this is not to sit back and to wait for something mystical to happen to us. The right response is to get on our knees in prayer and to simply cry out to God and to ask him to have mercy upon our lives and cast ourselves upon the saving riches of the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Can you hear him knocking at the door of your whole life this morning? Come to Jesus. Call on Jesus. Come to me, he says, come to me, and I will give you rest.